You, my friend, have more courage than you realize. You are capable of doing things you don't know you can do. Yet. There may be one thing standing in your way of that knowledge and confidence. It's time to add fear busting to your resume. I'm Carly Newman, and you're listening to Flipside of Midlife, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond who want to feel connected, hopeful, confident, and more satisfied with life than ever before. Big news, my friend. My Elevate membership is now available. For just $25 a month, you get simple, easy-to-use, and impactful content that helps you learn, stretch your comfort zone, and ignite change. This is where you can hone in on one topic each month to elevate your well-being and love your life. Think of the cumulative effects you'll experience when you focus on topics like mindset, rest, values, habits, and lifestyle. Visit my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more about Elevate and each of the ways that I help you thrive. Wherever you are on your journey in midlife and beyond, there's a space for you to tap into my positive vibes, knowledge, and experience. One of my greatest joys is to help you tap into positivity to explore the endless possibilities on the flip side of midlife. Fear floats around underneath a lot of what's happening in midlife and beyond. From aging to empty nesting to getting closer to retirement, fear can have a heyday if left unnoticed or unchecked. The past three episodes are about different facets of managing your fear, so I invite you to listen to each of those if you missed them. They help you notice, work with, and honor your fear, which lead you to a place where you can release your fear. And that's why I'm showing up here today, to share some of the benefits of letting fear go and a few strategies for sending it on its way. Grab your journal, notebook, or favorite app. You may want to take some notes here. Listen through to the end if you're not in a space to write, and I'll include the time marker in the show notes and transcript so you can come right back here when you are. As you get more adept at uncovering your fear, you'll inevitably find fears that hold you back, but it isn't always easy to pry them loose so you can send them on their way. When I'm in the midst of creating change, I find it helpful to know how things might be different on the other side of that change. I'm guessing you might too, so allow me to share a few reasons that may motivate you to release your fear. The first is a sense of freedom. Letting go of fear that holds you back is liberating, my friend. It feels so good to explore new opportunities and experiences without those self-imposed limitations. It's like the world opens up and you become more curious, creative, and innovative. It's easier to see things from a different perspective, and new possibilities appear in front of you. Another reason to let go of unproductive fear is to boost your emotional well-being. Stress and anxiety are good friends with fear. When you release fear that holds you back, it's easier to feel calm and find a sense of inner peace. The third reason to release fear that holds you back is the positive effect it has on your relationships. Without those fears holding you back, you can be authentic in your communication and build trust and understanding. Vulnerability shows up and allows you to foster friendship and intimacy. Now that you have solid reasons to release the fears no longer serving you, it's handy to have strategies for sending that unwanted fear on its way. Lucky for you, I have three for you to try. The first is probably my favorite, and that is to create a personal ritual or ceremony. Think about what may be symbolic for you, and it may differ based on the particular fear you're releasing. Maybe it's a meditation where you visualize sending your fear off into the sky. Perhaps it feels good to write the fear down and burn it. Or maybe you head out into nature and tap into your creativity to release a fear there. The key is to release the fear and the hold it has on you. Another way to let go of fear is to flip-flop limiting beliefs that stem from that fear. Write your limiting belief on one side of the page. On the other side of the page, rewrite it into a new limitless belief. Guess what? You now have a positive affirmation to repeat several times a day. Track proof of your new limitless belief by writing down the instances when you see it as accurate and true to who you are. Write down when you're proving it right. Write down the reasons your limitless belief supports your well-being and leads you to the life you want. Your focus on what does serve you helps you shift your mindset and brings beautiful possibilities into your life. The third way to release fear is to break it down. When a particular fear feels big, deconstruct it. Write down the small components of the fear on one side of a page, and on the other side, how you can debunk each one of them. Determine how you can invalidate each of those small pieces and, if needed, the actions you will take to prove them wrong. The big fear fizzles when you do. I hope these reasons and strategies help you release fear that no longer serves you, my friend. Knowing and using them can help you boost your well-being and feel really freaking good in midlife and beyond. If you want to chat with me about your fears or ask for my advice or opinion on something else, schedule a one-hour spot during my wellness hours. I set aside time on Wednesdays and Thursdays to help you with your wellness questions, challenges, and concerns. Head to my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more and to schedule a time that works for you. Next week kicks off a month you won't want to miss. Each week in May, I'll be here with different ways to help you laugh, frolic, and add more fun to your life. So what are your thoughts about today's episode? I'd love to hear from you, my friend. Email me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com to share what resonates with you most in this or any of my episodes. I'm so grateful for you tuning in. Thanks for listening to Flipside of Midlife. Will you help other women in midlife and beyond find this podcast? Please do. Tell your friends or take a moment to follow, subscribe, rate, or write a review. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.